so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. Oh, Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee that Monday.
Happy Monday morning to you. It's 9:37. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here this morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
How was your weekend?
Well, it was very interesting.
Okay. Tell me more.
I went on Saturday evening to a function at Artel. It was the foundation that is raising money for the General Chappie James Memorial at the end of the, which is now, I believe, the Chappie James Bridge.
Yes. Okay. So now you said it was at Artel Gallery?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that was the location of the.
And what was it focusing on?
It's actually just announcing, but more especially looking for funds to complete the statue of General Chappie James. They had showed some pictures of the mock-up. It's 10 feet tall. It's huge. And is going to kind of overpower a little bit the, you know, that little designated park at the side of the, well, we say 3 Mile Bridge, but it's actually now the General Chappie James
Bridge, Memorial Bridge.
Something
like
that.
That's why we don't say it all the time.
Chappie James Bridge, I
guess.
Yeah. So that was very interesting because he was the first.
Did they mention how much left is to raise right now, or what's going on?
If you would like to sign a check, I believe about $700,000.
Manifest that real quick. I don't know if I'd give it to a statue because I've got my eye on a nice house, but I'm kidding. We love it, and that's really cool though that they're highlighting it. And as things start to, well, we have both lanes open in both directions, all lanes open in both directions, and we're kind of really seeing a lot of cleanup happening on both ends of the bridge in Gulf Breeze as well as Pensacola. I'm looking forward to it just being clean and finished.
Well, I think the great thing about the statue is it obviously highlights that General Chappie James was, in fact, I believe the first black 3 or 4 star general. And it sort of ties in with our aviation history, with the museum and everything else. And it's just a great tourist point. But it also honors a man who, from very humble beginnings on, I believe at Davis Highway, I believe is the house where he was born. From very humble beginnings, he became a significant general in the U.S. military.
Very interesting story. And yes, first black 4-star general.
Yep.
How stinking cool. Out of Pensacola.
Out of Pensacola.
More history. And he is one of 17 children, the youngest.
Oh, my Lord. Can you imagine what mealtime was like in that house?
Or bedtime. I would just sling the mashed potatoes at the children if there was 17 of them. But, wow, how cool is that?
And that house, is it Davis Highway, I think it's on, or is it Martin Luther King Boulevard? It's one of those two.
I think, isn't that the same thing, though? That's what I feel like. They're just in, you know.
Oh, okay, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
It kind of switches up the name, but I drive in that area all the time. I mean, even last night when we went to the hockey game, we drive down MLK Boulevard, which I always go, it's MLK/Davis Highway. I don't know.
Well, that little house probably has 2 bedrooms.
I wonder, is there a plaque on that one?
Oh, yeah, there's a...
That's right. Yeah, but I can't see if they have the address up here. I'll have to find that out.
Yeah, it's pretty distinctive. It's on the left-hand side as you drive, because it is one way there, I believe. One way. So it's on the left.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I must pay more attention when I drive.
1606 Dr. MLK Jr.
Yes.
Drive. Uh-huh. Yes. I didn't even know it was called Drive and not Highway. I just learned something new. I've been calling it MLK Highway because I thought Davis Highway, so I just thought it stayed a highway.
Yeah.
Look at that.
What is the difference between a drive and a highway, I wonder?
Well, I always wondered why they called it a drive and didn't just stick to road or street. Because we also call things driveway, but we don't call it. But then we drive on a parkway. You know what I'm saying? It's all...
Something to contemplate.
I don't know. I feel like this isn't for coffee. This is for wine or something else. It's a
people are listening saying, what is wrong with those two this morning?
We don't do drugs. Yeah. Speaking of not drugs, but hockey.
Yes.
So last night went to the last home game for the Ice Flyers.
I was really sorry to miss it because it was also Military Appreciation Night, was it not?
The whole weekend.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. It was a packed house. So much fun. Shout out to Greg Harris and his entire Ice Flyers team for making the experience always memorable and getting families involved and just keeping the energy high. And of course, the Ice Flyers won.
If you go to a hockey game and you happen to bump into Greg Harris, just say hi. I happen to think... He's a wonderful Pensacolian. He's obviously new to the city, but he does great things. And he's such a wonderful guy. He's easy to get along with, just always up.
So thoughtful. And
so thoughtful and does wonderful things for the community. So pat him on the back and say hi when you see him.
And say thank you for also just bringing that energy to our city as well and leveling up with our Ice Flyers and making it even more fan and family friendly and just, I don't know, you walk into the hangar for a game and it's just so energetic and fun. And I love it so much. I'm a hockey gal. I know I also love the Blue Wahoos. I just don't like sweating. So being outside, you know, May through August is tough on me, but I still love that we have sports in our city that are just so energetic and family friendly. And I don't know if the word other than cool, but they're like, it's cool. It's cool to go to
a game. It's cool in many ways. Cool because of the eyes.
Oh, but I thought you meant like wink, wink.
No, I was thinking actually cold, but cool. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, We had a great wrap up to the season last night, and so it was a great weekend.
Did you eat some of those pretzels?
Remember what happened last time? I can't talk about it on air. They told me I'm not allowed to. But what did we have? Oh, Popcorn King was there.
Oh,
have you ever had Popcorn King?
No.
With all the crazy flavors?
No.
Oh, and they're wonderful family owned and operated business, and they sell at events at Pensacola Bay Center. So I snagged one of those.
Eating popcorn gets in the way of drinking beer when you're at the hockey game.
Yeah, you can't do both. It is difficult.
Yes.
You have to figure out how to balance one. And when there's kids around, it's a disaster. So
yes.
I just stuck to water because, you know, we were driving. But it was good. It was a really good weekend. I want to talk a little bit more. And maybe if you can give a little like sneak peek into April's wedding edition.
Ooh,
I want to talk a little bit more about that. Just a little sneak peek. I may be next week.
Well, if I'm tempted to give away a secret, switch me off.
I'll just hit that and I'll drop kick you out of your seat. And it'll be great. All right, 9:45. You're listening to Pep Talk. Good morning to you. 850-437-1620. If you are texting in for information, I promise to text back to you here shortly. Just hang tight. Again, the number's 437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Malcolm and I are hanging out, and I have cowgirl boots on today, so if I kick you for giving out too much information, it'll really hurt. So don't give out too much information. But Saturday, the wedding edition for Pensacola Magazine hits stands.
Well, it may be a little after next Saturday.
Uh-oh, what have you done?
It is at the printers, but as always with these things, it's a little bit of a lottery as to when it comes. So
we're
not going to promise it on any particular day. However, The cover contest winner is selected, and it's a great, great picture. Well, I almost gave away.
Is there a beach involved?
Can't say.
Is there a dog involved?
I don't know quite how to answer that without offending some dog owners. The answer, a one-word answer, is no.
Oh, okay. If that offends somebody, listen, I was attacked by a cat the other day, and so I questioned all cat owners' existences and why they love them so much. But I found another happy cat, and so we just have those moments. It's okay. But I like when dogs are in weddings. I think it's really cute.
I have to disagree.
You don't like when they steal the show from the bride?
Correct.
I mean,
people start petting the dog, and it's the bride's
day. What if they're blind and they need the dog?
Oh, well, then.
I'm trying to push your buttons.
But just think about the poor father of the bride. He's signed a big check to give his daughter the dream wedding. And then people stand around petting a dog. I think it's for the bride. Nothing should detract from.
Isn't that the whole point of a wedding?
Yeah, well, and the groom, too, of course. He's kind of important.
Kind of.
It's an afterthought.
I thought the whole point, though, was like, you know, it's the bride's day, right?
Correct. And that's why there should not be pets or other distractions. Focus on the bride. It's her day.
But we are going into wedding season, which is really, that's why you guys have the wedding edition come out right around April, right?
Yeah.
Because then we head into a really busy wedding season. I feel like we live in a beautiful weather area.
To give people ideas. And
oh, yeah. Because so this edition will have florists, right?
Have florists. It'll have a wedding location suggestions.
Caterers.
Yeah,
caterers. Different ideas.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I know, and photographers as well with the pictures.
Yes. And then, of course, the photographers are the ones that will enter the brides. And so we get a very, very good quality of pictures because obviously they're professional photographers. And we had a record number of entries. And it's going to be, I think, our most successful wedding edition ever.
Okay. I'm excited. So you said, what was the record for how many people who entered?
I think last year we had 60, but I believe it's 65 this year.
Oh, okay. And but they all will be featured.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There is a 2 or 3 page spread where every bride is featured. And then, of course, the winner is on the front cover. And then the first and second runner-up have a half page picture and a little bio, too. A little explanation of the wedding.
Yeah. Mm. All right. I'm excited. And then I'm excited because once we kind of get going with that, we'll also get a new edition of Downtown Crowd, a new issue out.
Yes.
Which, of course, we can find at downtowncrowd.com. So as we wrap up March, which was a pretty busy month, everything from what did we kick off with? We had the, now it's bothering me. I can't think of it. The basketball tournament, the Sun Belt. Okay,
the Sun Belt tournament, yes.
Just blanked out of my brain. We kind of kicked it off with that, which was so fun. So much. And then I wrapped up pretty much with the Veg Fest this past weekend, which I heard was a huge turnout, by the way.
Yes.
There's a lot of people there. So it was a really good month of March.
Well, good. I'm glad you think so.
Yours was not. What happened? Tell me. Give me the scoop. What's going on? You can tell me. Do you want to hold my hand?
No. Actually, March was a very good month. Yeah.
decent, but not great. Good, not great.
Well, as to quote a friend, any day that you're on this earth is a good day.
Okay, we're going to need to talk
about this. Or a good month. Yeah.
We're going to need to talk more about this. I feel like there's more to this story. Overall, I felt it was really busy. We had a lot going on, everything from the opera to even the ballet. We had something going on. So
yes.
The best place to find it, though, is in downtown crowd.
Yes, I kid. March was a great month, particularly, you're exactly right, for the opera. We had a wonderful January performance and a March performance. We're really sort of on the ascendance. The opera is really, we're really reaching new heights.
Oh, yeah. I foresee a bigger, brighter future, too, as we move forward with the opera. I think it's going to continue to do great things. And I know you love that. And we have more and more young people getting involved in it. So I think we're going to have good things in the future. Let's take another quick break before we wrap up. I got to go talk to Malcolm about what's really going on. Don't worry, I'll get the skinny. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. Good morning and happy Monday. A rainy start to our week, but sunshine here with Malcolm.
You know, that would have been a great question for the hockey tickets if hockey season hadn't ended. What was Chappie James's real name, his given name?
We'll jot that down for later. Jot it down next time we do a giveaway.
Somebody will text in.
It is interesting. You said that the sculptor...
I think he was 92, and he was at the function and spoke. And he has done something like, I forget the number, like 5,000 different bronze statues since he retired. He's an ex-military, and apparently he is pretty much world famous.
Ed Dwight.
Exactly.
Wow.
Mm.
He is world famous.
Yes.
He doesn't really look like he's in his
90s. Actually, he looked pretty good for 90-something years old.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. Well, how cool is that? I am very much so looking forward to the sculpture, the statue being up of Chappie James. So then that way, I feel like once that's up, then yes, we really have to probably get on top of calling it the Chappie James Memorial Bridge, right?
It can be just a Chappie James Bridge.
Chappie James.
Yeah.
Chappie James.
You will not be allowed to say Three Mile Bridge anymore.
Is that like a threat?
That is a threat.
All right, Malcolm, I'll let you go so you can drive safely in the rain. Looks like we do have some more rain.
Oh.
BallingerPublishing.com. Make sure you stay on top of that so you can see the upcoming wedding edition.
Soon on PensacolaMagazine.com.